Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12410. Jose Rodriguez Sanchez seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.75 miles south of Mount Joy Road. The 911 address is 26543 Hollyville Road, Millsborough. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 27, Parcel 36.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot and a 5.1-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing porch. Staff would note that there is one letter in support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. The letter in support is from Miss Agnes Coldwell of 26519 Hollyville Road, Millsborough, stating that she's not opposed to the case regarding the variances from the existing structures, and she will not be attending the public hearing. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Adamari Rodriguez. The address is 26543 Hollyville Road, Millsborough, Delaware.
Your name?
Jose Rodriguez Sanchez.
Same address?
Yes, sir.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So the property, there is a septic tank in the back. There is a drainage and a well, like, towards the back left. Therefore, when my dad bought the property, our sole intention was to renovate what was already there with a foundation. In the pictures being distributed, you can see that the porch was already there. All we did was elongate it. We didn't set it forward or anything. The porch has been there since 1912, which is where the house was built.
Wow.
Apologize for not being in compliance with planning and zoning. If we knew that the porch, we had to take it down, which would be the case if we're not granted the variance, we wouldn't have built it. As for the character of the neighborhood, it looks better than the old how it was. And the variance is 5 feet and 1 inch.
Okay.
Is this your residence? Will be your residence?
Yes, we're in the process of moving in. We've moved in like 2 days ago. So, yes.
Yeah, I have a temporary CO.
Okay.
So, is this finished? I guess it is finished now.
Yeah, it's finished.
Does this include the front step? I see it's for the porch. But there's also, you have a step.
It's a one step.
Is that included in there?
So there is a step, if I can assist, shown on the survey. And it looks as if the annotations on the drawing are measured to the porch and not the step. So there would need to be some account for that.
Basically, we would need three variances, the two variances for the porch and then a variance for the step. So that would probably be another foot. Does that sound about right, Mr. Whitehouse?
For one step, yes.
So did you remodel this house or did you completely tear it down and build a new one?
No, we remodeled it.
It was, in the beginning, I was remodeling, but it was really too much damage I found.
Right.
Soon I was, removing walls, and I find out it was like too much damage, and start doing the best I can.
So did you build a brand new house?
Pretty much, yeah. I put a reinforced the footers, and I was trying to save the roof, the existing roof, but when we was trying to remove the plywood and the shingles, one of my guys pushed with the leaf and the roof fell.
So this is a brand new house?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you made the statement that you reinforced the footers? They were existing footers?
I bring a letter from the engineer, and they approve everything.
So you started remodeling, and you found that it was too much?
Yes.
So did you tear that house down and build this new one? Because it looks like a different layout, different structure.
I got a new permit, applied for a new garage permit, and a little addition on the left.
Okay. All right. Let's stop right there. Staff, would you please enlighten us on this a little bit?
They have a permit to build a two-story dwelling with attached garage and porch on an existing foundation that was issued after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they went through all the reviews and such.
So you used the existing foundation on the ground and built a new house on top?
Yeah, pretty much I just follow the existing foundation and, like I said, removing this and framing new.
Okay. All righty. Does anyone have any questions?
How far is the front property line from the edge of pavement? Is there a gap there?
It's 50 feet from the road. And from the setback is 40 feet, but I didn't find out till last month when I applied for the final inspection, and they told me it was a little issue there.
Okay, so from the steps to the actual road bed, it's approximately 50 feet?
Correct.
Okay, all right. No further questions. Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Would you like to speak, sir?
No, thank you.
One in favor. Any opposition? No opposition? No questions from members of the board? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12410 for Jose Rodriguez Sanchez. I believe it is the minimum variance required to afford relief and will not change the neighborhood at all.
Second.
Motion and a second, and it does include the step variance, correct?
Yes.
Motion and a second. Mr. Wertman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for comment. Nice work.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.